Are you ready? Welcome to the Think Millions podcast, a channel where you get an unfiltered, raw, and authentic conversation about the challenges of being an entrepreneur and tips and tricks on how you can scale your business to the next level. If you are looking to scale your business, then you're in the right place. Introducing our host, Alexa D'Agostino.
Hello and welcome to the Think Millions podcast, a podcast where you have real expertise coming to you every week, sharing with you how to scale to millions. My name is Dr. Alexa D'Agostino, and I am here with my co-pilots and my friends and experts in this area that we're talking to today, specifically Tanya Mara and Debbie Shannon. Hello, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. So today I'm really excited because I'm actually really pumped about this topic. And, you know, we're talking about mistakes. So that's the title of the room. And what's really great about what we're going to talk about today is the fact that mistakes is actually part of our everyday life in Think Consulting Group. I am a big believer in mistakes. And I think mistakes is actually what you need to do to succeed. And we have a really cool philosophy called marketing by modification, but we've also turned it into a life of modification. And we call it the modification philosophy, about making mistakes, not being afraid to make mistakes, and understand that it's part of the every single day. And it has to be part of every single day. And the reason why that's important is because if you don't make mistakes, how do you learn? How do you learn if you don't make mistakes? So that's the first thing. So today we're going to actually talk about the art of fearless social media and how to turn mistakes into a masterpiece and build your brand online. How cool is that topic, Tanya and Deb? Like, I am so excited about this topic. I think it'll be one of our best segments. I got to be honest with you. We're going to be giving away so much gems. Let me be clear. And this isn't a brag. It's to share how important this segment is, because we're going to be sharing so many gems today, because we literally make so much money on our social media, and we're going to literally share with you everything. We're going to teach you how to turn your followers into paying clients. We're going to teach you how to get more followers. Let's talk social media. I will tell you, Deb is the scaredest of social media. I love you,
she's
Deb.
She's doing it. She stepped up. She did her first reel the other day.
Thank you. Yeah. What about my cash flow reel? Come on.
Did you put it up on social?
Scary.
No.
If you're looking for ways to grow your brand, if you're looking for ways to grow your business, social media is a perfect spot to do that. And, you know, when we think about social media, it could be kind of scary. Today's digital age, it's become just part of our daily lives, but it's almost scary how much is part of our daily lives, how much is part of our business, from, you know, scrolling through TikTok and Instagram to just do it personally, right? How many of us do that? I know I do it sometimes. And how many of us actually leverage the platform to stay in touch with families and friends, right? So that's another way. But another way that we don't really talk about is how we can actually leverage it to make money. And that's a thing that people don't know how to do correctly. How many of you feel like you're posting every single day and you get 2, 3, 4 comments and that's it? Maybe you get 0 comments and you get 3, 4, 5 likes, and you feel like you're wasting your time. It's because, again, you're not doing it correctly. So we're going to walk through, we're going to give you 10 things that you need to do right now in order to succeed. Think about some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world who have built their empires on social media. So you're talking from, you know, fitness gurus to fashion bloggers. There's so many people out there that have made their money on social media. Look at Kylie Jenner. Look at Jeffree Star, Gary Vaynerchuk. All of these people have become multimillionaires building their brands on and personal brands on social media. And all of them have focused on what? Their personal brand, not their company brands. They're focusing on their personal brand. So there's so many examples of individuals that have turned their passion into content that then turned into a profitable business. And the best part is you can too. We did it. We are doing it every day. Every day we're putting content out. We're getting a ton of engagement, a ton of DMs, a ton of leads, and you could do it too. So we're going to share 10 ways on how you need to show up on social media and how you need to make money online from the content that you post every day, from building your personal brand to monetizing your content. We're going to cover everything today. So get a pen and paper. So the first one is, so we actually have, and we're not going to do this. We have 10 things we want you to do, but I'm going to talk about our real REAL format. And the first is you have to be real. You have to, you know, understand the importance of authenticity. And I don't really love that word authenticity. It's kind of, to me, like an overused word. But the thing is, people want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so they want you to be yourself. They want to know your values. They want you to share your unique experiences and perspective. And they want you to be yourself. And sometimes we try to be somebody else. How many of you try to copy other people's reels and, you know, change your tone on social media and try to be something that you're not? It's okay, because many people, if not most people, do it. But the thing is that people want to do business with people that they like to do business with and that they share values. Times have changed. It's no longer the day where you just hire somebody because they're good. You hire somebody because they're good and they share your values. For example, I just fired a contractor, aka a coach, because we don't share the same values. I don't care how good this person is. I don't care how much money this person can make me and how much somebody can, you know, give, what great advice they can give me. If I don't share their values, I don't want to do business with them. And I think that's now the world that we live in. So the importance of authenticity is important. You want to be real. You want to show who you are. You want to show the struggles of your life. You want to show the mistakes. You want to share the wins, of course, too. But you also want to share, like, hey, I'm human too. Hey, here's what mistakes I'm making. And to me, this is probably one of the most important pieces of social media that people miss. Too many, like, following trends and pointing. And how many TikToks do you see where people are just pointing at the sky? Like, it's so stupid. And, like, yeah, you're sharing value. Like, of course, value is important. And we'll go through what kind of value you should be sharing. But how about you share your life and you share stories? How about you share a time where you were lost and you were found by God or a coach or a mentor or whomever found you? Share the story personally, or share a story of a client that maybe you helped. You want to make people's hair on their arm stand. And that's the importance of authenticity. It's not about just being you and your personality. It's about sharing the deep inner parts of yourself and your values and who you really are. And I think, you know, we do that very well. We're almost too transparent and too real, especially to our students. We lay it all on the table and we're not afraid to do that. And so to me, this is one of the most important things. Debbie, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's true. I mean, it is called social media. I know that, you know, we're focused on entrepreneurship and business, but I do think the crossover can be powerful, right? And a lot of our students have a big impact they want to make. And there's certain people that they know they can help. And you have to magnetize that group, because you can drain a lot of your resource and time if you're talking to the wrong people, right? So I think what this segues into is, you know, the second thing, which is building the tribe or building your following. And it's not because you want follows and likes, because you want to talk to the people who you can help. And so in this case, if you're not authentic and you're trying to be somebody else, you're not even going to attract necessarily the folks you want to work with. Because like you said, for us, it's real important that values match, that, you know, kind of your way of operating matches with us, because we, you know, we're very specific about what we're trying to accomplish. So I think it's important to be authentic so that you attract to you the people that you want around you, and you sort of repel the people that you don't want around you. I mean, there's way, 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 way more people on social media that I don't follow than people I do. And, you know, my feed is curated on purpose. So I think it's really important that authenticity is there, because that's the foundation of building your community around you on social. And since we're in the entrepreneurship and business world, for us, it's important, you know, that we make sure we're attracting the right people. So yeah, we got to be ourselves.
Yeah. And number two, what's really important, I'm going to give a hard tip here, is you have to build your tribe. And it's not what you think it is. It's you have to go out and find these folks. And that might be funneling them to a Facebook group or to somewhere where you can actually build a relationship. Instagram lives, like we go live every single week. And we're starting to see the same people show up every single time and they're asking questions, they're engaged. Sometimes we pull them up on our lives and we build relationships with them. And there's so many opportunities on how you can build a community together. And what you want to do is you want to leverage hashtags and keywords and other like-minded entrepreneurs or somebody that's like you. So for instance, like a lot of times my team will go fishing on like Gary V, right? A lot of times people that will like me like Gary V. I'm not saying I'm Gary V. I mean, I'm awesome. But what I'm saying is that we have a very similar clientele.
You're Alexa D.
I'm Alexa D, not to be confused with Gary V. But so we'll go there and we'll find people that represent, you know, the same kind of person. And so we'll leverage that and we'll build relationships. We do outreach. You have to be proactive. People think that your content is just going to go viral every time. And that's not true. You know, you have to engage on others. My team is engaging on other people's content. We're responding to people. Like if you're not responding to your comments, you're not building a tribe. You have to build relationships. When people comment on your post, you have to build a relationship, DM them, get them on the phone. If they're raising their hand, if they're liking your content, if they're commenting, they are telling you they're interested. So build that relationship. It's about building your tribe, building relationships, and you have to do it in multiple ways. You have to, like I said, you have to go out, build relationships, comment on other people's comments. You have to respond to their comments, write them in the DMs, get them on the phone, go live. Tell them, hey, I'm going live. I'll answer your questions. Dan, if you in your post, you have to be conversational. It can't be you just barking value at people. Ask them. This is why my TikTok, I keep going viral because I keep asking people like, hey, what do you think? I want to know what you think. And, you know, I posted something about an issue we had with an employee the other day, and it completely went viral because I asked them, what do you think? I want to know what you think. And they were telling me what they think. And then we had so many people email us, Deb, being like, hey, I want to work for you, which I thought was
kind of true. We did.
I thought it was kind of funny. People sending me their resumes, writing me on LinkedIn, you know? So it's important, which kind of actually brings us to three, Deb. Do you want to talk about three? Cause this is your favorite one.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, I'm all about operations, which means efficiency, which means scrolling and making sure that we aren't bleeding time, energy, and resources in ways that don't work. So we're always trying to stay quote unquote on track, whether it's, you know, in how we spend money or how we function or how we operate or how we do things. Well, it's the same thing on socials. And to me, like you can be authentic and you can be building your community and doing all those things. But if you're not delivering on what they want and what they need, then you're not necessarily going to end up with the audience converting the way that you want them to, which means coming closer into your world, maybe, you know, taking your free lead magnets, maybe purchasing from you, getting into a business relationship with you. And the way that you kind of dial all that in is with feedback, right? So if what you're putting out on socials isn't working, ask for feedback. Like your audience will tell you, have you noticed people are super brave when they're on a keyboard and when they're anonymous? Have you ever noticed that? I mean, like a lot of times on social media and these other platforms where you communicate digitally, people will be quote unquote brave. They'll be a lot more honest and transparent. So long story short, you know, being able to monitor comments and, you know, look at your DMs, look at your analytics tools, you know, social media does a good job. There's a lot of tech in the platforms and you can look at your reach. You can look at your engagement. You can look at other things. And then ultimately use that feedback to keep dialing in your messaging, dialing in your content, dialing in your strategy for what you're trying to create in the way of KPIs and results. Social media is a tool. It's a tactic, but it's also tech. So don't miss out on, you know, checking your analytics. And even if the news isn't great in your analytics, it's still good news because now you know kind of what you need to address and how to fix it. This is one of the ways to make social media work for you because it can be a resource drain if you're not careful.
Yeah.
You know me, operations.
I'm just impressed that the C word hasn't come up yet. probably
I have
will.
No idea what you're talking about.
It probably will, but we'll, anybody that listens every week knows what the C word is. I want to see if anybody actually knows what the C word is.
Yeah, Stephen.
Which, yeah, you're right. It is. And I think there's a synergy between, you know, looking at draining your resources and taking risks. And part of, I think, success, especially with content, is taking risks. So we talked earlier about modification and how important modification is. And the most important thing you have to understand is you have to experiment with new formats. And like we talk about this with ad, because content, it's not just for organic, but it's also ads. Like you've got to test different things out. And you talk about resource drain. Part of it is you think your content has to be perfect. No, like go look at my content. I literally, like, half my content is I'm walking, like literally. And I use my walking time to shoot content. So I'm kind of killing two birds with one stone. It does not have to be perfect. You don't need to hire expensive people to do like fancy content. No, especially for like TikTok and YouTube. Like I just had something on YouTube go viral and it's literally me walking. It's really what you say, the topic, it's how you grab them that matters more than if it's fancy and designed. So take risks, try different formats, try different platforms. The most important thing you could do is when a new platform comes, get on the platform, try it out. It's so important. And you have to try different things. Like I'm constantly trying funny storytelling. What I'm noticing now on TikTok is I'm going viral when I'm telling stories. So now I'm starting to do that more. I'm starting to like ask them what they think and tell them like the real life of Alexa D'Agostino, like what that looks like, you know, and being vulnerable and being honest, and people like it. And it's a lot of my stuff is going very viral because I'm starting to hit something that works. So you don't know if something works unless you take a risk. So that's number four. So Deb, what do you think? And let's lead into number five.
Yeah, no, this is perfect for number five, which is, you know, being vulnerable. You kind of hit on it earlier, but the stuff that I see that most people are engaging with you sometimes is just like the fact that you're willing to say what's actually happening. Like you'll tell stories of things that didn't go turn out right, things that didn't go right. And people love it because one, it makes us feel like we're not alone, right? We're with like-minded people who are having similar experiences. And to me, that's how you marry the power of being social on social media to sort of a business-focused agenda. Because, you know, the whole idea of social media is being social. And if all you're doing is putting out kind of like talk at them content, it can get boring, right? People want to see the real, they want to see what's true. So I think, you know, the word vulnerability, it's one of the ways the audience is going to connect, right? With you as a person. And so when you tell these stories, you know, like I'm over here going, well, yeah, that only happened an hour ago. And she's already on TikTok talking.
I know. Sometimes Deb's like, girl, can like you're saying it on TikTok before we even tell like employees.
Well, and you're so busy, Alexa, that sometimes let me just check TikTok in case I can't get a meeting with her because she'll talk about it on TikTok. I'll find out there.
Well, you know what it is? It's like it goes back to building a community. People feel like they're part of our ride. Like think about every Wednesday segment when we come live here. We're like the three of us are sharing like our lives and what we're doing and like. Like 2 weeks ago, I think you and I argued, right? Like we kind of went back and forth and that was like a real argument. That was not like, I think I told everybody to go listen to our podcast, thinkmillions.com, go check it out. And there's actually a podcast that we released last week and me and Deb actually had a real argument on the podcast and we posted it because we did not agree on something. Like this is real life. Like this is not, hey, fake. Like we're our true selves. If we don't agree, like Deb doesn't just like, you know, what do they say? Kiss the ring. Like, she's like, no, you're wrong. And I'm like, no, I'm not, you know? And so it's the real life. And so many people, I can't get over. I probably myself have 20, 30, 40 people a week that are like, I love your podcast. I listen to your podcast. I had a lead last week that somehow made it on my calendar. I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. But, and I took the call anyway, because I normally never take sales calls. She was like, she signed on and she was like, oh, I got Alexa. She got so excited. She was 22. She was so cute. And she was like, I can't believe I got you. I thought I was going to get a salesperson. I go, yeah, I actually have no idea how this got on my calendar. But, you know, I think, you know what it was? It was when Tanya was in the hospital. And she must have transferred it onto my calendar. But the girl was like so excited. She goes, I listen to your podcast religiously every week. She's like, last week's episode was so good with you and Deb arguing. And I go, and remember, I go, who won? And she goes, oh, totally you.
Yeah, of course she did. Of course she did.
It's a recorded sales call. I'll send it to you. But, you know, I think being vulnerable is very important, which, you know, it's not just about being vulnerable, but it's also number six is being consistent. So you want to develop a calendar. You want to schedule regular postings. Like a lot of times we leverage these videos. Like we are right now recording this on a Zoom. Deb and I are literally looking at each other and we're going to leverage this in 10 other different ways. We're going to use it as a YouTube video. We're going to use it as reels and TikToks and quotes. And my team then goes through this 30 minutes. They pull quotes from us. They pull little snippets from us. Like everything. So when I say I beat you, Deb, they pull that quote and they put it as a post.
You know, I'm going to go to work behind the scenes. I'm going to have a talk with the team.
But you know, there's so many for all of you that think it's energy draining. It's only energy draining because you're not being smart about it. But you have to understand you can leverage. I like a TikTok first strategy. Use TikTok. Use that. Use the trends. Don't do any of the pointing stuff, the dancing stuff. You don't need any of that. You can use trending sounds, but you don't need to do any of that. Like, you know, I think that sometimes we get caught. Like, I know another entrepreneur who is a coach and her whole TikTok is about how she was divorced. Like, that's cool. And she's like 350,000 followers, but like you have 350,000 people that all they care about is the fact that you have funny stories about your divorce. So like for me, I rather have a TikTok about business and people wanting to hire me than, you know, my life. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, you have to understand your content matters. You have to be consistent with your brand voice, your tone, your aesthetics, like your message. You can't on TikTok talk about getting divorced and Instagram talk about business. Like it doesn't make sense. So yeah, you want to be authentic. You can have it be part of your story and what you're doing, but you really want to what? Provide value. You want to give useful information. You want to entertain your audience. You want to share what's happening, insights, current trends, what's happening. Sometimes Deb, you get angry at me because I give too much, right?
I know.
Too much away.
Come be with us and let us share with you. Because the one thing, if it's a one-way conversation, you can only do so much with it. It's when we get a partnered relationship that it really makes a difference. But yeah, no, you're very giving. You're very generous. It's true.
Yeah, so sometimes too much. So let's talk about the lead magnet. So on the top, I have a tool for all of you, if you haven't already. It's our 9-box content strategy. And so I talked about, you know, TikTok first. So there's two different ways to think about this, right? So TikTok trends hit about a week before they hit on Instagram. So that's the first thing. So always be looking on TikTok. And then what we do is we leverage that content on YouTube Shorts, sometimes LinkedIn, even though like sometimes I curse on my TikTok, so I don't put those on, but we'll leverage that content on LinkedIn and on Instagram, on Facebook, because Facebook Reels is super hot right now. So if you're not doing Facebook Reels, you got to get on it. But we have the tool that helps you create content. Like literally, Tanya is a queen at creating content. She helps her students create like 300 ideas in like 20 minutes. Like she's so, so good at it. That's why she's great with our clients as well, because she literally comes up with amazing ideas so quickly. And this tool is what she uses to create those ideas. So this helps you organize your content in boxes that allow you to understand how to create content. So please leverage that.
Grab it.
Quick. It's free. I mean, people are like, it's not free. You asked for my email address. Well, yeah, to send it to you. Yeah. And you would be subscribed to my emails. And there is a button that says, if you want a free call from us, you can actually have people that are worth over 8 figures. That's, you know, over $10 million call you. Then yeah, there's a free button there that you can click, but you don't have to click it. But yeah, so click that button. It's an awesome tool. Amanda, shoot me a DM and we'll set up some time to chat. And I hope that this was valuable for you. And remember, don't be scared of social media. Otherwise, social media will be scared of you. So again, if you are doing social media and you're not making money, it means you're just not doing it right, which is okay. But there's opportunities online for you to make money. And so we just gave some tips. We have our tool. The tool, I will put it in the show notes for you. So make sure check out the tool, leverage the tool. This is a tool we use for our clients. It's a tool we use for ourselves to make millions of dollars. And I want to give that to you. If you enjoyed this episode, hit the subscribe button, share this, give us a 5-star review. And we're here twice a week giving you value. And we just hope you give us value back too, right? So enjoy it. And we will see you next week on the Think Millions podcast.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of Think Millions podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode.